Chapter 10. Back at José's. Alone in the room, Tony remembered the advert he had seen in the magazine. Young pilot needed for expanding company, and wished he had never seen it. Bring José's old mother from Colombia to Miami. That's what Louis and Roberto told me, he thought. What an idiot I was! Dad would have known it was a lie immediately. He leaned against the wall, wondering what was going to happen to him. Just then, the door opened, and Roberto came into the room, his face red and angry.
"Because of you, José had Louis beaten," Roberto said. "Don't you think Louis was in enough pain with his leg?"
"I'm not responsible for this," said Tony. "It was your fault and Louis's. You lied to me from the beginning, didn't you?"
"Would you have taken the job if I told you the truth?"
asked Roberto.
"We needed a pilot, and you were stupid enough to agree to come and work for us."
"You put my life in danger," Tony shouted.
"We're wasting time," Roberto said. "José told me to come and get you. He wants you to fly to Peru now to get more coca plants. You can't fight this, Tony. You have no choice."
Roberto took Tony to José, who was leaning over his desk studying a map. He looked up when Tony came into the room.
"This is the route you'll take," he said, drawing a line on the map with a pen. "You'll fly across the border of Ecuador and over the Andes Mountains to Peru. My men will be waiting. Here," José said, putting a cross on the map. "It should take you about 2 hours. Sacks have already been filled with the coca leaves. All you have to do is wait for them to be loaded onto the plane, and then you fly back here. Easy, isn't it?"
"And after that, I can fly back to Miami, okay?" said Tony.
"It's a small plane. How many sacks of coca leaves do you think you can bring on one flight?" José said. "Not enough for me to be a very rich man. You'll have to make 5 trips at least. But that will take time. A few weeks, perhaps."
José stopped, lit a cigarette, and then continued.
"First, you'd better have something to eat and drink, and then you can go and get the leaves."
"No, first I want to phone my parents," said Tony. "They'll be worrying about me. They might even phone the police and tell them about my disappearance."
"Okay, phone them from here," said José. "Tell them you're okay, and that you'll be away for a few days because you've already started working and that you have a job to complete. And don't try to be clever. I'll be listening."
When Tony had finished phoning, José turned to Roberto.
"Roberto, take him to the kitchen and tell Rosa to make him something to eat," he said.
While Tony ate, he wondered how he could take the plane back to Miami. Roberto was watching him carefully.
"I know what you're thinking, Tony, and it won't work," he said. "Finish the job for José, and then you can return home."
"I'm not stupid, Roberto," Tony said. "I know about this place and the cocaine. Even if I promised that I wouldn't tell anyone, I don't think José would ever let me go back home." He looked at Roberto. "I'm right, Roberto, aren't I? Tell me the truth this time."
Roberto stood up and went to the door. "You ask too many questions," he said. "Come on, let's go."
Outside the house, Fernando was waiting with the jeep. Louis was sitting beside him. Roberto got into the back of the jeep and pulled Tony in beside him.
"You'd better be a good boy this time," Louis said to Tony,
pulling a gun from inside his jacket.
"I don't want to use this, but I will if I have to. Do you understand?"
Fernando started the engine, and the jeep moved forward. They drove very fast along the narrow road. Soon they came to the same place that Tony had been to a short time before. They all got out of the jeep. Roberto held Tony's arm very tight. Fernando pressed the button on the box, and the bushes opened. The plane was standing there, just as they had left it.
"Don't get any more ideas about escaping," said Roberto,
as he pushed Tony towards the plane. "I'm not flying the plane to Peru," Tony said, "and I'm not bringing in any leaves." Louis came up to Tony. He was limping worse than ever after José's cruel beating. He pulled out his gun and put it to Tony's head.
"Get in the plane," he said. "I told you, I'll use the gun if I have to."